But I guess we'll start with your guy, Raymond. Tell us what you like about him, or tell me, I guess.
Oh. He's his production's the first thing that jumps off. Big playability, but also makes it tough yards. He's big, he's fast, agile. I mean, all the things you're looking for in a running back, good in the pass game, can pick up blitzes, can catch balls. You know, is he going to be the next J.H.I.? We're not really looking for him to do that. We just want him to be the best Raymond Sheard he can be, but very excited about his ability.
Would you agree that maybe some of the things he does well, or at least the comparison, there is some comparison maybe if you're describing him as a player to what Jay can do?
Well, I would start by saying if you started with exactly the guy you wanted at running back, it'd look a lot like J.H.I.
Sure, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, hopefully every guy we're looking for there is that. But ultimately, what we think he really does is complement the guy we have. Jeremy McNichols is an every down type guy, can do a lot of different stuff. But at the end of the day, probably isn't quite as big as Jay, so are we going to throw Jeremy out there for 70 plays a game? Probably not. So you're looking for a guy that complements him. And, a guy that's a little bit bigger than him probably helps. Especially because Corey Young might be, he's just a little bit smaller.
Mm-hmm.
So all those, and I'm talking long term of the position, not next year.
Yeah.
You know, next year, obviously, hey, Jack Fields is going to be in the mix. Devin Demas is going to be in the mix. Charles Bertoli. Just looking for guys that all complement each other and fit together. But yeah, at the end of the day, having a guy that's that big and that fast, sure, that's what you'd love to start with.
I guess what Coach Peach, was that his high school coach?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get them all mixed up. When I was talking to Coach Peach, he said he looks like a thoroughbred out there when he's running the football.
I mean, he's a track champion, 100-meter, 200-meter district track champion in Texas as a sophomore. He's really kind of focused on football since then. But, you know, as a guy that would feel, hey, this guy's got big playability and he's big enough to not just really take a pounding, but more give a pounding. And that's what I feel good about.
Is he a guy that does have a chance to play next year? Or?
Yeah. I mean, hey, all these guys coming in, we think have a chance to play next year. Now, we might get them in here and find out, hey, look, you're not going to play quite enough. You're not quite ready for this reason or that reason. But we're telling those guys, hey, you train your butt off and you plan on mentally coming in here ready to play next fall.
How did his recruitment kind of go? Because I know it was at the San Diego State game, I guess, he came for. But, there were some other schools, Baylor, other schools looking at him. I know he had some other offers.
Yeah.
How'd you guys get him?
Well, we've been on him since last spring. Went out and, spent a bunch of time recruiting him over the fall and the spring. Fall and winter. And summer, spring, all that stuff, just getting in touch with him, getting to know him, feeling good about him. And he had kind of always grown up a Boise State fan, loved the Blue, got out here and fell in love with the place and decided this was a great place for him, could meet all his goals both on the field and off the field.
Did you see him playing a game at all?
Not see him playing a game, did see him practice. Some of that was just due to, the ability to their schedule versus our schedule.
I see. But who else were you involved in?
all the guys in Southern California, not all, I shouldn't say that, but Orange County, San Diego.
Was anybody that you had a bigger role with than others?
Cavedo, Andy really kind of spearheaded the Riley Wimpy, but that's in my area and obviously had some part of that. Matt Locker had some prior relationships with some of the coaches there, and I have recruited some guys out of that high school before that have done some things here, so a lot of trust in that area. I've seen a bunch of these other guys at times on the road.
Yeah, on a visit or a game.
Yeah,
or
that's one thing I've told a bunch of these other guys. You know, it's Coach Harsin does a great job of just establishing how we do it, and so it's not. I don't know that you could pick one of these guys that would probably be with really have relationships with less than maybe four of the coaches. I'm not just saying on the phone or whatever, but guys sitting in their house, getting to know them and their parents and their coach. So I think that's a huge deal for us because guys, they don't feel like they know just one guy and have a connection to one guy. obviously it's awesome we're able to keep our staff together. We have a tremendous staff, and we get along great and have great chemistry. But it's also, even if one guy had left, there's a bunch of these guys that would feel like, that's good, I know what the program's all about. I got a great relationship with Coach Harson, the coordinator, my position coach, my area coach. I know this, what the program's all about is not going to change. Mm-hmm. Now, all that being said, I mean, nobody's leaving, and there's a reason nobody's leaving, because this is a great place to be. But it's built so that guys aren't comfortable with just one person. They're comfortable with the culture of Boise State, and they want to be a part of that and a part of being the best. And as that grows and they get that feeling inside them, it's hard to turn away from that. And that's why we were able to hang on to a bunch of these guys that had offers and opportunities at the end, mm-hmm. because they felt really good about where we're headed and what we're all about, and they want to be a part of it.
I guess lastly, just looking at your group going in next year, how do you replace Jay?
Well, we're thinking about drafting Adrian Peterson. Jay's a tremendous player, and we are so excited for him and the opportunities he's going to have at the next level. But at the end of the day, in college football, everybody moves on. So we're built to replace guys as they leave. We expect a lot of things out of the upperclassmen. Jack Fields, Devin Demas, Charles Bertoli. Jeremy McNichols obviously had a tremendous amount of experience last year and showed big playability and the ability to be a great ball carrier and help tremendously in the pass game, which is a lot of the stuff Jay did. But we're going to compete our butts off, and we're going to add Corey Young into the mix, Ryan Wolpen, and then in the fall, really in July, we'll add Raymond into the mix, and we'll figure out the best things all those guys can do and piece them together and complement each other. And, hey, if somebody comes out of nowhere and is better than Jay Ajayi, we'll put him out there for that May place. That would shock me if that happened. That's the first time I've ever been around that. We're going to have more guys on the field at running back. And I feel very good about that because we got a ton of talent there. We got great work ethic. We got great character. And those guys are going to battle their butts off. And, I think even just back to the bowl game, Jeremy McNichols obviously did some great stuff in the bowl game. Jack Fields picked up a blitz on our long touchdown pass. Devin Demas made a huge play on kickoff for us, big tackle. Charles Bertoli was in there all game long and grinding away and made some big plays on special teams for us. So all those guys are going to be factors for us, and we're counting on every single one of them, and that's what this program's built on, is getting the most out of every guy we can get.
I know last year you guys kind of played the company line, but for you, when did you probably know that Jay, you needed to think other, for this next year that you weren't going to have him? And did that play at all into wanting to get Jeremy McNichols out there more to get him experience, knowing that
No, I think the thing with Jeremy was we knew he probably wouldn't get enough carries at true running back to play because Jay was doing so much, and the other guys were plenty capable of taking a couple carries a game. I think the reason Jeremy got on the field is because we knew he could be a big play guy for us and make some things happen. That's why we got him involved, not relative to the future. We thought he could help us last year. In the back of your head, you're going like, this guy, if he keeps going like this, that was early in the season. There's only so many guys built like him with his physical attributes. So you're going like, hey, look, this guy, there's probably a certain point where you're realizing, hey, look, when he's ready to talk about this, we need to tell him to go because you only got so many carries, opportunities, whatever. So we need to do what's best for Jay. He's done what's best for this team, and that's what we ask. And he didn't even bring it up till the end of the season. And, at the end of the season, we sat down and talked about it, and Coach Harson and myself, I think, like we said a couple months ago, told him, you need to go.
Yeah.
And it's proven to be the right decision based on all the feedback we're getting from the NFL guys.
You mentioned Fields and Demas and Bertoli. Those guys have had some chances, maybe limited roles, but really haven't, maybe given you guys what you would have wanted, or even the year before you got here. What is it that you think they can all of a sudden do it now?
Well, I think some of it's opportunity. Okay. You start to think like, hey, look, I'm going to get two carries a game and, whatever. All I know is in the bowl game when we needed those guys to step up and be big, they were for us. Mm-hmm. And I really base it on kind of what I've seen, but I feel good. We'll have great competition this spring, and I think we can expect big things from those guys. And then, like I said, adding Corey Young and Ryan Wolpen in the mix, it should be a good deal for us.